做翻译。
早上好，弟兄姐妹们，朋友们。
I'm so glad to see all of you today.
特别开心能见到你们所有人。
Today I'm taking a break from the book of Romans.
这一次我们暂停一下罗马书。
Because this month of February we're focusing on family and on marriage.
因为二月份我们知道我们是这个家庭月，我们一直在关注婚姻和家庭这个教导。
So I'm going to use the text today from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33.
所以我选择以弗所书第五章的22-33节作为我们今天讲到的经文。
And we'll be studying what God requires from husband and from wife.
我们一起来看这个神对丈夫们和妻子们的教导是什么。
Before that, let us pray.
在开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, from eternity to eternity, you alone are God.
我们在天上的父，从亘古直到永远，唯你是真神。
There is none before you, and no one after.
没有什么在你以前，也没有什么在你以后。
You are our Creator God, and you have made each one of us fearfully and wonderfully.
你是我们的创造主，你使我们受造奇妙可畏。
You created us with a purpose.
你创造我们有美好的旨意在里面。
That purpose is first grounded on the fact that you want us to know your Son as the Savior of our lives.
这个旨意首先是基于你希望我们认识你的独生子耶稣基督，并且知道他是我们生命的救主。
Oh God, you know every thought of each one of us here.
神，你其实知道我们这里每个人的想法。
You know everything that happens in our lives.
你知道我们生活所发生的一切。
Help us to turn our lives to you again and again.
求你帮助我们一次一次将生命转向你。
Speak clearly to each one of us and open our hearts today.
求你今天清晰地对我们每个人讲话，打开我们的心。
May each one of us here submit to your revealed truth to us.
愿我们每个人都可以顺服你那启示的真理。
In Christ's most holy name we pray. Amen.
我们的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。Amen.
If someone were to ask you this question, what is your answer?
如果有人问你这个问题，你的答案会是什么？
If someone were to ask you, what is the purpose of marriage? The purpose of your marriage.
如果有人问你说这个婚姻的目的或者说意义是什么？
How would you answer that question?
你会怎么回答这个问题？
I don't know what your answers are, but many believes in this world that the purpose of marriage are these.
我不知道你会怎么回答这个问题，但是我知道很多人认为婚姻的目的无非就是这些。
The purpose of marriage, people would say, would be either for procreation.
婚姻的目的无非就是生育
or for love,
爱情
or for happiness or fulfillment,
为了幸福或者说满足。
Now let us see what the main purpose of this sermon this morning is to see what God say about the purpose of marriages.
但是我们今天的讲道是要看看神眼中婚姻的目的或者说意义是什么。
I must admit that one of the hardest things to preach is to preach on the topic of marriage.
我想说讲到其中最难之一的主题，这个就是婚姻这个主题。
Why you may ask?
你可能会问，这为什么呢？
The simplest and the honest answer for me is this. Because I see in my own marriages, there are many weaknesses and there are flaws in my marriages.
那我来告诉你一个诚实简单的答案，因为我看到我自己的婚姻也是如此多的弱点和缺陷。
So I must say at the beginning this morning,
所以我开始之前我的声明一下。
Let me emphasize this, that just like all of you, I am a student when it comes to marriage.
让我再次强调一下，就和大家一样，在婚姻方面我也是个学生。
Felicia knows that our marriage is not perfect.
这个我的太太 Felicia 知道我们的婚姻并不完美。
I need God's grace daily.
我们每天都需要神的恩典。
Every day I need to be changed. I need to learn to be more obedient to God.
每一天我都需要改变，需要更新，需要更加的顺服神。
Now having said that, let me attempt to preach today by saying that what I'm preaching God's word.
说完这个之后，让我们尝试来讲到，我所讲的是神的话语。
What I'm preaching to you today is from God's word and it's not my own word.
我今天所讲给你们的话是神的话语，并不是我自己的意思。
It's not man's words or man's idea, and I will try to be faithful to the word of God.
不是出自这个世界人的话、人的想法，我会尽可能的忠于神他的话语。
Another thing I want to mention is this.
我想提另外一个事情是这样子的。
What God has instructed us about marriage is not only for those who are.Already married couple, those who are already married.
神对婚姻的教导不单单是给那些已经结婚的夫妇。
I see many of us here, young people are not married, and one day will be married or will decide to be married.
我看到这里面有一些人是结婚的，有一些人是想要结婚的。
So it is also applicable to those who are married and those who want one day to be married.
所以这些教导它是适用于那些也是适用于那些未婚的人或者有一天想要结婚的人还有那些没有结过婚的人
Because God says about marriage is about his relationship with each one of you
所以当我们看到神所的婚姻的时候不单单是婚姻它本身而是关乎于它和每个信徒的关系
So let us read the text together、okay.
让我们一起来读我们今天的经文。
Let us read together.
我们一起，你们做妻子的，
当顺服自己的丈夫，
如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会也要顺服基督，妻子也要怎样顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的，要爱你们的妻子。如同基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水洁净了，把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，
做荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病人，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子。总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。我有这种人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督和教会说的。然而你们个人当爱自己妻，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
Now, there are a few considerations I must say when anyone speaks on the topic of good marriage.
当有人说起好的婚姻这个话题的时候，我得说明一些问题。
The things that we need to consider are these.
我们需要考虑这样一些东西。
Remember, first is that there is no marriage that is perfect.
请记住，其实没有婚姻是完美的。
So when I preach about a good marriage based on God's word, I'm not talking about perfection.
所以当我根据神的话语来讲一个好的婚姻的时候并不是说它已经完美了
Not about perfect marriage
不是说关于这个完美的婚姻这个主题
One simple reason is that nothing is perfect in this sinful world that we live in
一个简单的原因是我们生活在这个有罪的世界里面没有什么是完美的
It is because neither you nor your husband or wives is perfect
你的妻子或者丈夫都不完美。
We live in the imperfect, sinful world with sinful people.
你想想看，我们与罪人一起生活在一个不完美的、罪恶的世界里面。
So in this sinful world, everything, including our marriage, has been stained by sin.
在这个有罪的世界里面，包括我们婚姻在内的一切都被罪玷污了。
Everything is broken, and everything don't work perfectly, and life is actually messy.
其实一切都是破碎的，事情也不会完美的运转，日子很混乱。
Number two that we need to remember is this: good marriage involves a process of transformation or change.
第二点我要强调的是说，好的婚姻是需要一个转变的过程。
It is a lifelong process of change.
它是一生的过程，一生的过程。
We cannot expect a quick result.
我们不能期待一个快速的解决方案。
We cannot expect an immediate result. Immediate, you know, your marriage becomes so good immediately.
我们也不能期望说有一个立竿见影的效果。
So there are many things that need to be changed along the way.
所以总是会有一些事情需要改变，改变。
One lesson that you have learned today and that you have changed will be followed by another lesson and other things that you need to change.
今天你在婚姻里面学会了这个功课，但是在新的阶段又有新的功课你要学。
Now let us consider what God prescribed to us in the verses that we just read today.
那我们现在来看看，我们来思考一下刚刚读到的这些经文，神对我们讲了什么。
When we look at the verses here, it is good to know what the context is.Of the verse.
当我们看圣经这里面的经文，神的命令的时候，我们最好也能联系上下文。
In other words, we need to see what the foundation of the commands, what's the foundation of these commands that we just read today.
那换句话说，就是说我们看到这些经文，我们来看到这个婚姻教导里面的这个基础，这个根基是什么。
Actually, you can find that in verse 21 of the same chapter.
那我们来看上一节经文，二十一节。
In that verse, it says that submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.
又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服，这就是上文。
So that is the context. So in this verse, Paul said that in the body of Christ, as Christian, we are to submit to one another.
那在这节经文里面，保罗说，在基督里，我们作为基督徒，只是说作为基督徒，我们彼此顺服。
As fellow followers of Christ, as brothers and sisters, we are to submit to one another.
我们作为基督的门徒，我们作为弟兄姐妹，我们彼此顺服。
And we are to submit to one another out of our desire to honor Christ Jesus.
我们这样彼此顺服，是我们。渴望来荣耀
Because Christ is our Lord, therefore we are to submit one to another.
因为基督是我们的主，所以我们要彼此顺服。
So that is the command that Christ has for his body.
所以这是神对每一个基督徒的命令。
So we see here that God, before God addressed husband and wife, God addressed them as brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以你看到没，在这里神说丈夫和妻子之前，他将他们先称为说在主里的弟兄和姐妹。
And after that fact is established, then Paul extends the command to a more specific situation.
但这个重要的事实确立之后，这个保罗再将这个教导拓展了这个具体的情况。
And this situation is a situation of a family.
这个情况就是关于一个家庭。
For husband and wives.
对于丈夫和妻子而言。
Now, the word here, command here to say is that husband and wife, you are first brother and sisters. Obviously, it's referring to if they are both Christians.
所以这里的重点是说，你们首丈夫们和妻子们，你们首先是弟兄姐妹，必须彼此顺服。
So in that aspect, as brother and sister, you are to submit one to another.
所以你们是弟兄和姐妹，所以你们必须彼此顺服。
Having laid that foundation, on top of that, now Paul addresses that for husband and wife, they are unique.
那我们保罗在这里面确立了这个根基之后，才去讲到这个丈夫和妻子有什么特别之处呢？
And what is the uniqueness of husband and wife?
那丈夫和妻子有什么特别的呢？
The uniqueness is found in verse 31. It says that husband and wife, they have become one flesh.
丈夫和妻子的独特之处就在于他们已经成为一体了，在31节。
So let us now look at the verses about husband and wives and see what God commands, first of all, to the wives. What does God require from the wives?
我们看了这些经文，既有对丈夫妻，又有对妻子的教导。那我们首先来看看神对妻子的教导是什么。
So to the wife, God commands in verse 22 and 24, God says, Wives, submit to your husband as you submit to the Lord.
在第22节和24节都有讲到神对妻子说，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
This verse says, submit to your husband,As you submit to the Lord.
这节经文说，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
So when you read this verse, there are at least two implications here.
这节经文至少有两个含义。
First, this verse implies that you are indeed submitting to the Lord.
第一，这节经文意味着你确实要顺服主，对吗？
Another implication is that you indeed consider the Lord Jesus Christ as your highest authority.
第二，你确实把主耶稣基督当作你至上的权威，是吗？
In another word, your submission to your husband has the foundation. The foundation is that you submit to the Lord.
换句话说，就是说你对主的顺服是你顺服丈夫的前提或者一个根基。
So put it in another word, the wives cannot say that she submit to the Lord if she does not submit to the husband.
也就是说，这种情况，如果妻子不顺服丈夫，妻子就不能说她顺服了主。
You may say, I have no problem submitting to the Lord, but submitting to this guy, I have problem.
你也许会说，啊，顺服主耶稣基督，我这我没问题，但是要我顺服这个男人，这是有问题的。
But when you say that, do you realize what you are saying?
但是当你这样说的时候，你有意识到自己在说什么吗？
What you are saying is, in fact, you do not submit to the Lord.
你这样说的事实是你不愿意顺服主。
Why?
为什么？
Because you, if you submit to the Lord, you will submit to His command.
因为你想，如果你顺服主的话，你是不是会听他的命令？
And His command is for you to submit to your husbands.
但是他的命令却是说你要顺服你的丈夫。
So if you do not submit to your husband, you are in fact do not submit to the Lord.
所以如果你自己不顺服你的丈夫的话，其实你是不顺服主的。
In verse 33, Paul adds another thing. Paul says the wives are to respect their husbands.
在33节，保罗又说了另外一个事。保罗说妻子要尊重丈夫。
In another word, in submitting to the husband, the wives show their respect to their husband.
换句话说，在向丈夫顺服的同时，妻子要尊重他。
And the wives honor their husband when she submits to him.
妻子其实是会荣耀到他们的丈夫，当他们去顺服他们的丈夫的时候。
Now, have you ever wondered why God commands us this verse?
所以你有没有想过神为什么会这样教导呢？
One of the reasons is this.
其中有一个原因是这样子的。
It is because in our own fallen, sinful nature, we do not want to do that.
这是因为在我们的本性里面，我们其实并不想这么做。
In a fallen nature, wives do not want to submit to their husband.
在这个堕落后的一种状态里面，其实妻子并不想屈服于自己的丈夫，是吗？
If you remember,After Adam and Eve fell into sin, in Genesis 3:16, this is what God says to Eve.
如果你还记得这个亚当和夏娃陷入罪中之后，在这个创世纪的3:16有记载这么一段对话。
The God says to the woman, He said, "Your desire shall be, I will explain to you, in contrary to your husband." The Hebrew words here describe desire.The original Hebrew word has the meaning of a desire actually to control your husband.
这节经文说，又对女人说，你必恋慕你的丈夫。这个恋慕的翻译，在希伯来的原文里面，他说有这个控制欲望的意思。
So God says here that one of the results of sin is that wife now would have the desire to control her husband.
所以神在这里说，罪的结果之一就是妻子会有去控制丈夫的这个欲望。
And the wife will not have a desire to be in contrary to the husband.
所以会与她的丈夫是对立的。
Now, second things that God require from the wife is found in verse 23.
在第二点里面讲到说，这个神要求妻子承认丈夫在家里面居首位。
This is found in verse 22. God requires wife to acknowledge the headship of their husband in the family.
他们要承认丈夫在家庭里面是居首位的。
Now this verse can be challenging to some of us, I must say.
这节经文我知道对我们当中很多一些人是很有挑战的。
Now honestly, I didn't grow up in China. I grew up in Indonesia.
老实说，我没有在中国长大，我在印尼长大。
But I was reading something about the time during Cultural Revolution. You know, Chairman Mao encouraged women to dream big.
但是我有读到一些这个书籍，在这个文革期间，我们的毛主席是说要鼓励女性敢于梦想。
Women are taught to be strong and independent of men. Is it true?
这个女性是要被这个教导说要自强，要独立，因为她们能顶半边天，对吗？
So many of us here have grown up in a society that teaches that men and women are equal.
所以你就看到在这个教导里面，男就会讲到说男女是要平等的。
Now that is good, okay, that is good. But let me explain to you why it's good.
啊，这个教导是好的，这样子是好的。
Men and women are indeed equal.
男人和女人确实是平等的。
And today you hear the word in English called gender equality.
今天你们在加拿大可以常常听到一个词叫性别平等，对吗？
Now let me spend some time discussing this gender equality and what the Bible says about gender equality.
让我花一点时间来讲讲这个性别平等的问题，来看看圣经是怎么讲的。
The Bible, when the Bible, I believe the Bible supports gender equality in this way.
我相信圣经是支持这个赞同性别平等的，是用这样子的这个角度。
Men and women are equal in this.
他们在这些方面是平等的。
They are equal in their worth before God.
他们在神面前，他们男人和女人的价值是平等的，对吗？
They are equal in their standing before God.
他们站在神面前都是这个受造物，他们是平等的。
And they are equal in being the object of God's redemption.
他们一同作为神救赎的对象是平等的。
God decided to save man and woman equally.
神想平等的拯救男人，也拯救女人，对吗？
But we must know this.
但是我们又必须知道这一点。
Gender equality does not mean equality in roles.
这个性别平等并不意味着在角色里面是要平等的。
Let me give you an example. If you are an engineer, you do not create, say, a car to chop down a tree.
给你一个例子，你想想看，如果你是一个工程师，你肯定不会造一辆车来砍树，对吧？
Or you do not create a train to travel in the ocean.
也不会造一个火车在大海中航行。
The car and the train, it is created for different roles.
这个汽车和火车，他们造出来是有不同的角色，不同的这个目的的。
One role is not higher than the other. They are just different.
我们不能说一个角色比另外一个更高级、更高等，他们只是不同，有差异。
So, for instance, in the workforces today,
我们看一个事实，在劳动力的这个比例里面。
One lady here, I know, is a nurse. In nursing career, there are 10-to-1 ratio between women and men.
在这个护理职业里面，你们知道这个男女的比例是1:10。
On the other hand, in firefighting.The ratio is 95:5 men to women.
但另一方面，在这个消防行业里面，这个消防工作里面，男女的比例 是95:5。
Why?
为什么？
Simply because certain gender is just better at certain kind of jobs and certain kind of roles.
一句话说，因为某些性别，这个更适合做某些类型的工作或者角色。
By nature, women are more caring and tender.
我们知道，从天性来讲，这个女人更加的温柔，更加会关心人。
So women are drawn to career like nursing or in medicine.
所以她们更多会选择去做护理或者医学这样的职业。
Men are physically stronger. They have a bigger muscle. Therefore, are more suited to works requiring heavy lifting, etc.
这个男性他们的身体更加的健壮，他们更适合去搬运这些重物的工作。
So God, the Maker, the Great Engineer, knows what He makes.
所以造物主神是伟大的工程师，他知道他要造的是什么。
God has created men and women differently, and each gender is suited for different roles.
他造男人和女人的时候是不一样的，每一个性别都有这个适合不同的角色。
So men and women are different in that they are suited for different roles.
男人和女人是不同的，他们适合不同的角色。
Remember, one is not higher than the other.
我还要强调一点。并不是说一个比另外一个更高级或者更高等。
And we must trust God, our great engineer, in this.
那我们必须相信造我们的那位神。
So too, God has created families.
同样的，神也创造了家庭。
And when God created family, He gives husband and wife each with their own different roles.
神创造家庭的时候，同样的，他也给丈夫和妻子。各有各的角色。
And one role is not higher than the other.
同样的，并不是说一个他的角色就比他更高级或者更重要。
God has a design for family when He creates family.
神创造家庭的时候有他的设计在里面。
And that design is for the good of the family.
我们要相信这个设计是为了我们家庭的益处，最好的益处。
This design is for the happiness, for the harmony of the family.
他的设计是为家庭的和睦和这个幸福是有益的。
God knows how a family should work in order to function harmoniously, in order to be happy.
因为他是创造的那个造物主，所以他知道一个家庭如何运作才能快乐，才能和谐。
And that's why God's purpose has a different role for different husband and different role for the wives.
神让我们成为不同的角色。有不同的目的。
And the purpose is in fact for our well-being, for the well-being of the families.
我相信这个目的是为了我们的家庭的幸福，我们家庭的幸福。
So this command in Ephesians 5 may pose a challenge to your upbringing.
这个命令在以弗所书的这个经文可能会挑战到你过去的一些成长的经历。
So what must we do when the Bible and our upbringing are in conflict.
那当圣经与我们的成长经历，我们的观念相冲突的时候，我们该怎么办？
It is true not only in this area, but in any other area when we read the Bible.
不单是这一方面，其实在其他的方面，答案都是一样的。
When you become a Christian, you must surrender your thinking and your attitude and bring them to submission to the Word of God.
当你成为一个基督徒的时候，你必须愿意放下你过去的一些思想或者你的态度，转过来顺服神的话语。
So in this area about wives submitting to the husband, there may be a greater challenge for Chinese compared to say a woman in Kenya.
这个，所以我们讲到说这个女人要顺服他们的丈夫的时候，可能对你来说会特别的挑战。我们说比起这个。可能肯尼亚的妇女来说
，So each culture and each ethnicity has their own difficulties when they become the follower of Christ.
所以每个文化和种族在